Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm so glad you're on the line tonight for our weekly Bible study. Every Wednesday night, we're here at 6:30. You know, sometimes I say I'm going to pick a new song, but I just can't. I love that song. You are Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. He's our beginning and our end. For me, that's the ultimate worship song. It just takes you right into worship, right into praise. He is our Alpha. He is our Omega. And you know he is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God to be praised. It's an exciting time of year. We thank God for it is a time of thanksgiving. It's a time of appreciating Jesus who was born. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for all of his goodness. We're going to be talking tonight about bearing fruit. I just want to encourage you, if you know anybody, send them a text and tell them to call in at 347-637-3862. 347-637-3862. To call in and listen to the Bible study. You're welcome to chime in. And, of course, you know, we've been starting with prayer because there are a lot of things going on in people's lives. And the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we just want to go into prayer right now. Excuse me. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Son, first of all. We thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for how you watch over us, how you keep us, how you protect us, how you have a shield of protection that covers us, Lord. We thank you for how you keep us safe during the day and through the night. We thank you for the activity of our limbs today, Father. We thank you for movement, Lord. We thank you for the ability to wake up and put our clothes on and go out and move about freely. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. Then we thank you, Lord, that we have food on our tables, God, that we can go into our refrigerators. Some people don't have these things, and we just don't want to take them for granted tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you are our shield, our buckler. You are our Alpha, our Omega. You are our beginning and our end. We start with you and we end with you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're on the winning side tonight. Hallelujah. That we might lose a battle here or there, but glory to God, we are already on the winning side. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to just cover those who may be sick and shut in, Lord. We ask you to continue to send a hedge of protection around our family and our loved ones, God. Those who may be sick and shut in, even in the hospital, Lord, we ask you to bless our own Kiana who's in the hospital, God. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. We send out healing power to her little young body right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Then, Father, we ask you to bless Joe, God, in his present condition, God. We pray that healing will come to him, Father, that deliverance will come to him in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to just reach out where he is in his home today, Lord, in Philadelphia, and cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. We ask you to bless our own Sister Verdell as she continues, God, in her healing process. Continue to cover her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to give her the victory, Lord. And, Father, let her know that she's going to be able to come out of this and help somebody else and strengthen them and encourage them in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless Crawford in Atlanta, God. Cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Whatever conditions he may have, we send healing to his body. We speak healing over his life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to touch him, Lord. Touch him in the kidneys. Touch him in the stomach. Touch him in the heart, Lord. Heal all of those the manner of those conditions, God, in the name of Jesus. God, then we ask you to bless him emotionally, Father. Cover him. Let him know that he belongs to you even the more, God. Let him know that your grace and your mercy are active in his life and he can call upon them. For your word says we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find that grace will help us in our time of need. And as he is in need, now we ask you to cover him in the name of Jesus, to send that grace and that mercy to him, Father. We ask you to cover everywhere, Lord, those we name and those we don't, God. We ask you to, everyone who's connected, God, with us, we ask you to cover them in the name of Jesus. We look to you once again. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our strength and our redeemer. And in all that we do, we will be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. So glad you're with us this evening. And we're going to be looking at a couple of scriptures. I just want to talk to you briefly about bearing fruit. Amen. Bearing fruit. So we're coming from the book of John, the 15th chapter. Hallelujah. We want to be fruit bearers today. We want to grow in God. Amen. We want to be, we just don't want to be Christians changed from heaven to hell, changed from not being saved to being saved. That's a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. That's a wonderful thing. But we want to grow in Christ. Hallelujah. I wish I was in church. I'd say, how many of you want to grow? We want to grow in Christ. We want to be victorious. We want to be used by God. We want to find out what our purpose is, whatever it is for the moment, whatever it is for the hour, whatever it is for the season. We want to be an active participant in the kingdom. I don't know about you, but Vision of Hope is not church as usual. It is a participation in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I wish I could talk about it, but I'll talk about it a little bit on Sunday. If you're around, come visit. Amen. If you're a member, come on. Bring somebody with you. All right, we're looking at John, the 15th chapter. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Glory be to God. If it doesn't bear fruit, he cuts it off. And if it bears fruit, he prunes it. That means clips it and cuts it so that it can bear even more fruit. The Lord is using the analogy here of us being branches on the vine of our Father. Amen. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. So the word of God has cleaned us and set us free. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. Holy Ghost, that's a word right there. No branch can bear fruit by itself. Just look around, and if you, when the seasons begin to change and you see branches falling or the wind is blowing and you see a branch by itself, what do we do with that? We pick up those branches and those leaves, and we gather them up, and we put them in a bag, and they're because they're not good for growth. They cannot grow in and of themselves. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. I'm going to try to slow down a little bit, but I'm excited. It must remain in, hallelujah, the vine. It must remain in the vine. I encourage you tonight to remain in the vine. If I was at church, I'd say, look at your neighbor and say, stay connected. Stay connected. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. My God, this is an anointing and a word for somebody. You got to remain in the vine, but you also got to remain in God. Amen? So you got to stay connected to the body of Christ. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Verse 5, I am the vine. That's Jesus talking. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Fruit, much fruit, not a little bit of fruit. We can't have an apple tree with one apple. You have to have much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Holy Ghost, speak tonight. If we could get that in our hearts and in our Noah, in our knowing and in our minds, in our innermost, that apart from God, we really can't do anything. How much more could we do? Because we would know that we would be doing it in of and through him. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire, and burned. You know, I didn't even want to say that early when I was saying, what do we do with the leaves? But the Bible is telling us here what happens to it. Picked up and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, excuse me, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. We thank God for his word. Amen. Showing ourselves to be his disciple. I'm going to read starting at verse 6 again. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, though, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. That's a key point, church. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, some people are just going to be saved. That's all they're going to be. They're going to be saved. They're going to have the opportunity to transfer from hell to heaven and just be saved. But I don't know about you. I don't want to just be saved. You just remaining in Christ. There's a second part to that. And his word remains in you. So that means his word remains in you. You are actively reading, participating, and doing his word. Then you'll be able to ask whatever you want, and it will be done for you. Hallelujah. This is to what? My Father's glory. That means you're asking for something that will glorify God. Hallelujah, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. He will give you the desires of your heart. I know it's nobody on this line that's going to ask for anything crazy, but he will give you the desires of your heart so that he can show his glory off in you. My God, help us today, Holy Ghost. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Hallelujah. Now we're talking about bearing fruit. So here he's saying you can't bear fruit by itself. You must remain in him. So I want to take a quick look, and then I'm going to be almost done. We're going to take a quick look in the fifth chapter of Galatians. And let's talk about some fruit. There are all different kinds of fruit in the body of Christ, but I want to talk about this particular fruit, which is spiritual fruit, because we know that if we practice and the manifestation of spiritual fruit, then things will manifest in the natural. Hallelujah. Boy, I wish I could preach this. If you practice spiritual fruit, then things will be manifested in the natural. Are you listening to me? Let me give you an example, sort of an opposite. If you practice anger, then bitterness, strife, fights, combative behavior, all of that is the manifestation of practicing anger. But if you practice love, then the manifestation of what comes out of love will show up in your life. Hallelujah. Galatians, the fifth chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit, we're going to bear some fruit today. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, which is long-suffering. King James says long-suffering, you can't get around it. Long-suffering, patience. Help us today, Holy Ghost. I don't know about any of y'all, but the Holy Ghost is talking to me as well. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Woo! I'm so glad I can't say by a show of hands, how many have one of these mastered? Two. Let's see how many we got. Fruits of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. We got love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Good God. We got nine. We got nine right there. That's a lot. That's a big clump right there. So anybody got at least two out of nine mastered? Like you full of joy all the time. No matter when anybody talks to you, no matter what's going on in your life, you're joyous. Okay? What about peace? Peace. So in the midst of the turmoil, you still have peace. Kindness. Are you always kind? Even when the lady in the line in front of you is taking so long, when the person at the red light is texting for 2 minutes after the light has turned green, help us today, Holy Ghost. Against such things, there is no law. That's the part, church, that hurts. Woo, Jesus. Against such thing, there is no law. You know what that means? Against such thing, there is no, okay, I've had enough. This has been enough. You've done enough. And so on and so on. In other words, you can't put a cap on how kind, how many times you can be kind, how many times you can be good, how many times you can be faithful. You can't put a cap on it. I know. It's tight, but it's right. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. You know what crucify means? Jesus was crucified. Nails were put in his hands, his feet. It caused him pain. So those who belong to Jesus have crucified the flesh. It caused it pain, meaning that they don't give it what it always wants. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. That's heavy. That's heavy. So when we talk about John 15, remaining in him, bearing much fruit, getting the desires of our heart, being shown off for God's glory, we have definitely had the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit according to Galatians, the 5th chapter. Now, you know, I'm going to give you a little easement here. We are not perfect. We are growing in grace. We are growing in God. Every day is a new day. His mercies are new every morning. But the more we practice, the easier, I don't want to use the word better, but the easier it becomes. I thank God for his word. I thank God for all that he does for me. I thank God for how he helps, he chastises, he leads, he guides. I love the word of God. I do. I love the word of God. And I'm praying that each and every one of our lives can be exemplified by his word, that we can just, when someone looks at you, talks to you, they know that you are a child of the King. It doesn't have to be an outward thing. It could be an inward thing. You know, it doesn't have to be because you're reading 5 scriptures to them or anything like that. It could just be, you know, you've got joy, you've got peace. You know, somebody may not know what's going on in your personal life, but you have the appearance of peace. Why? Because you're trusting God. I thank God for his word tonight. We've got a few minutes left. If you have a question or a comment, you can get in by pressing 1, and I will definitely let you in. Thank God for you. All right, here we go. Hello?
Hey, Kim. Hello. It's your friend Aaron. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no hear.
I know. Tell me your name again.
This is Aaron.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless. Did you have a question or a comment?
No, I just want to say it's a real great word, very inspiring. I'm at the 0 for 9 myself. I thank God for do-overs. And
I know that's right.
But like today, I'm on my lunch break at work, and Lord and behold, that about 3 hours earlier, I almost lost my patience and my joy, and let everything in my mouth come flying out.
Uh-huh.
But I thank God for his grace.
I'm not because,
you know,
right.
People can push you to a limit where you can go be quick, cannot go beyond, and that, you know. There's an old saying that says if you're in a tight corner, you're ready to fight. Lord, that corner got tighter and tighter. It's like, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm whooping somebody tonight. I mean, it's crazy.
But
I thank God.
But you speak the truth.
Yes,
sorry,
I did. No, I was going to say, but I thank God for his grace and mercy, because if not there for those two sisters, oof. Where would I be?
Yes.
Behind bars, out of a job.
And you speak the truth. You speak the
yes.
truth. Because sometimes we don't like to, as we say, keep it real. We don't like to keep it real. But it is the truth.
Yeah.
I was at work today, and somebody did exactly what you said. They didn't fight or anything, but they used a profanity, and they just walked off the job like, I'm done. I'm done.
Mm.
They just had enough, you know? And, I mean, you know, people reach their limits. And the only difference between them and us is the grace of God in our lives. Don't you agree?
Exactly. I agree. Because my next message on Blog Talk, God gave me a title called Losing is Not an Option. We can't sit here and give up and concede defeat. No, we got to keep fighting. And I just refuse to lose.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. As the song, as the songwriter says, and Marvin Sapp, nothing else matters.
Exactly.
Seeing you, Jesus, at the end of the day, that's what matters. Well,
Go ahead. I'm going deeper than that. Back in the old days, by the early 90s, late 80s, Q once said, "I ain't the one." You know, I ain't the one.
So true. So true. Well, again, we thank God for His goodness and for every opportunity to recognize that it is Him and not us. Because when we look back in John 15, it said right there, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. And it was somewhere else where it said in verse 5, apart from me, you can do nothing. And I think that's, you know, where we mess up sometimes. We get comfortable, we get strong, we get confident, but we have to remember that all of that is in and through Christ, in and through Christ. But I'm so glad that you checked in with us tonight. Thank God for you. And just keep us in prayer and join us. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30.
Okay.
All right. If anybody else wanted to get in, just press 1, and I'll be happy to let you in. If not, we're going to let you go, and we'll see you again at 6:30 next Wednesday. And happy holidays to everyone, and God bless you.
You too.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Give you all the glory.
We